Stormlink basketball back on the court Tuesday night at Lamar's. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2016. Coach Heath Stille, good to have you on the air. And how was break for you and the guys?
Oh, break was pretty good for us. We got back to some basics and just worked on the little things. We went through a lot of our offensive ball movement and just tried to go back and slow things down for our guys a little bit just to get back to square one, and hopefully we can have a lot of confidence now going forward.
Let's talk about 2015 portion of your schedule. Seven games in all, a very tough 4A squad from Sioux City North in the opener. Then you win three straight, and we end up losing three straight going into that break. Ups and downs, and talk about the first seven games from your viewpoint.
Well, I think that from our viewpoint, I thought that we improved. We got a lot better from that first couple games, and yeah, we didn't win our last couple games, but our guys gave that great effort that we've given all year long, and they could have gave up real easy those last couple games, and we came out in the second half and gave ourselves a chance to each and every basketball game except for that first one.
Yeah, and that, yeah, I know Spencer, two outstanding players who are going to do a lot of damage. The Cherokee game, of course, we end up losing by 10. The last game before the break on Monday, the 21st, OABCIG. What a tale of two halves. I mean, you scored 10 points in the first half and 43 in the second half. What did your team do differently, Heath, in the third and fourth quarter that night?
Well, I just think it was our intensity, and like we talked about over break a little bit with the guys, we've got to have our intensity going from the get-go. We can't have those slow starts, and they get us behind a little bit. And really, down at Odebo, we had 14 missed layups in the first half. We had seven of our eight threes were missed. We were 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Things just wouldn't fall, and we were getting good looks, but it's the little things with the angles that we're taking to the basket and just small little things that I think can change that we worked on over break, and hopefully that'll help us out a little.
Yeah, I know what statistically Josh Wurge that night at Odebolt had 10 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals. All 22 of Parker Lang's points came in the second half. He was 9 of 17 from the floor. You know, the guys had a great effort. I love what you say about these guys play hard. And I guess as a coach, Heath, if they can lay it out there for 32 minutes and play tough for you, that's all you can ask.
Yeah, that's all we can ask for. And we are getting better, and that's the thing that these guys understand too, is that we have a lot of learning to do, and we're getting there. It's a learning process, and I think that they're doing a great job of doing the things that we ask them to do. They're being coachable, and they're listening and doing those little things for us that help make us be successful, hopefully, as we go forward here.
Yeah, and as you and I go forward, we'll take a break here shortly, but let's talk. I know that night at Odebolt, what, a JVR game, and then your JV team as a whole, how are the younger kids doing so far?
Our younger kids are improving, and our freshman team and JVR team, they've got beat once or twice. Not exactly sure their positive record, but they've got beat by a good Ridgeview team right away. Mm-hmm. But then they've really come along and played pretty well. Our JV team, they got beat by Sioux City North, and then they got beat by Spencer. But other than that, they've played pretty well, and they've been in all the ball games, and they come out and bring their effort each and every day, too, and they're the ones that make us better in practice. And they're just seeing just the confidence in that group of kids as we go forward. Mm-hmm. It's really grown, and it's really made us a better basketball team, and it's made them better basketball players, and they understand their roles now.
Yeah, and our role for you and I is to take a short break, and we'll talk about what lies ahead tonight. The Lamar's Bulldogs get us started in 2016. More with Coach Stille after this on KAYL and KKIA, as well as our website at stormlinkradio.com. Tornado Boys basketball coming up with tip-off minutes away. Chris Bachman joined by Heath Stille, Tornado coach, guiding his team in the 2016 Lakes Conference Lamar's Western Christian. Later this week, of course, traditionally, two powerhouses in our league. And Heath, this will be a good one for your guys to go on the road and see what happens.
Yeah, we're excited for this opportunity. I think that Lamar's is down a little bit from where they have been in the past, so I think it's a very winnable game for us, and I think it's a game that our guys are excited about, and we're ready to get things started in 2016.
All right, you and I get together on a Monday, and after 2 weeks of break, I hope your day is going okay so far. 2 weeks off for kids, and they come back to school. I can't even imagine what it's like for you today. But anyway, let's be in the classroom now and grade your team in three areas, and I want to begin offensively. What type of grade would you give your guys through seven games?
I don't know. I'd say we're somewhere in that B, B-minus, C-plus range. I think we do a lot of nice things at times, and then there's times that we just start rushing things to an extent. So I'd say somewhere in that B range, B-C range, somewhere in there, I think, is where our guys would kind of grade out. And I think that we've got room for improvement, so that's another reason why I'd go with that grade for right now.
All right, what about on the defensive side of the ball?
Defensive side of the ball, I'd probably go probably that B-minus, C-plus range again, just because there's so many times defensively that if we could get a stop or get an off our defensive rebound, just those little things, that boxing out's a big area of concern for me right now still. But we've shown on our defensive side of things, too, that we can be pretty sound defensively when we want to be, and our zones have really kind of messed with some teams as we go forward. So that'll be some things to look for as we keep going forward, is just changing things up and playing on the fly and going to see how we can do.
And I guess thirdly would be the little things, you know, not offense, not defense, maybe the little things, getting the loose balls, the effort, the enthusiasm. How do you – I'm guessing you give a very good grade there.
Yeah, that would have to be up in the A range, AA minus range. There's always room for improvement, but our guys, it's never a question of are we going to show up tonight and play basketball. It's their effort's always going to be there, and they're going to give it all that they do, and they're not going to quit no matter what the score is. They're – going to keep playing hard for me, and they're going to keep playing hard for themselves and their teammates. So that's not a question for me in that book.
Heath, let's tell the Tornado fans listening in that you guys actually over the break had a scrimmage.
Yeah, we scrimmaged Southeast Valley on Saturday morning, and it was a good scrimmage for us. It was nice to play somebody different, and they did a lot of nice things, and they played fast just like we wanted to, and they got up and down the floor, and they had a couple big kids that really made us work defensively too. Call some just to get some body on and boxing out, and it was physical. We had my brother as an official, so he didn't call a whole lot, but it was good for us to get up and down a little bit and just play somebody different.
Well, that's good, and good luck tonight. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching Tornado basketball, and appreciate your time, and go get them.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Heath Stilling here in the pregame. We'll take a short time out and have more in store for you. It's coming up on StormLinkRadio.com.